Ja, vi är tillbaka på Hits FM och vi står här vid Sommenstrand en underbar dag med lite solsken, lite vind och vi har gäster här från campingmagasinet ACSE Free Life Camping. And we take it in English a little bit, Margot Eichenheiser och Walter Beschler. And you've been here and... not touristing, working for a couple of weeks in the surroundings. Can you tell me a little bit, Margot, about your perspective of Sommerbygd so far?
Yeah, of course. Well, it's just 1 week, so we have to travel really fast to see it all because it's quite a large area. But it's been really a pleasure to be here. Mm-hmm. We've been traveling to Sweden a lot and mostly to Göteborg or Stockholm, to France or up north, but mm-hmm. never took the time to really explore this part, the southern part of Sweden. And we are really, really surprised by it, by the beauty of the nature, by the friendliness of the people. It's really a big surprise for us.
And the people of Netherlands likes to camping, and your magazine is a little bit showing of the camping site of Sweden.
Yeah, it's both the campsites, but also we're also testing a camper itself. So we're driving around with a brand new camper to test this, and then go around campsites here to. To make a good story of this.
And a camping life so far?
Really good, really good. Yeah, it's could not be better. A little, it may be the weather here and there, but today is beautiful, so it's really good.
Mm-hmm. Ja, Walter sa sist att vädret är lite si och så, de åker runt och campar och testar camping utrustning, också campingbuss. And Margot, yeah, the weather is on every man's mouth and lips, I think.
Yes.
But does really the people from Netherlands think of the weather when they come here, do you think?
No, I don't think so. We are used to rain ourselves, and we are used to that it could be rainy this hour and sunny the next hour, and that's what happens here as well. It's never rainy for all day, so yesterday it was rainy for 2 hours and then the sun came out and then we could go out again and have a hike, and so that's really nice. It's not that you have to sit in the camper for all day. It will be sunny, we're sure about that. So and today was a really good day. We had a really nice time biking here in the area, and we sat on a beach to have a little picnic, and there were big black clouds above us, and we thought, oh, and we hope it's not going to rain, and then suddenly they were gone and the sun came back again, so there was not one drop of rain, so it was really perfect. Mm. Yeah.
Ja, Margot tycker att Sverige och vädret är väldigt växlande och man har varit ute och åkt här nu i en vecka. But Walter, with such a hard schedule, can you feel the birds and the feeling to camp, or is it only work?
No, it's not only work, and even the work is nice, so that doesn't even feel like work, but every chance we get out and we sit in the sun and we enjoy ourselves, so it doesn't feel like work at all.
And you've been quite much in the north of Sweden. Can you say about the differences between Småland and the northern parts?
Well, what surprised me actually is that I always thought that the real Sweden would start, let's say, above Stockholm, but what I see here in Småland is really everything that I've seen of Sweden is all compact in this area. So it's, for me, it's a real big surprise and real nice. So it's, for me, it's not necessary anymore to go way up north to see the nice nice country.
And now you're going out on the lake with hopefully some nice views and some good pictures.
Yeah.
Your site is quite big, and you have 40,000 viewers in a newspaper. Is it very common to camp still?
For Dutch people, you mean? Yeah. It's very common, and here on the campsite we saw a lot of Dutch people, and on other campsites as well. I think a lot of Dutch people want in their free time just have some space, because we live with 17 million people such a small country. Mm. And when we would like to go out for a walk or a hike, or here you can find plenty of space to do so. So that's really something that a lot of people in Holland are really want to do during their holidays. So this is really the perfect place to do so, because there is a lot of space, and there is you have the forest, you have the water, so everything is here. And I think that's why a lot of Dutch people we saw the past couple of days, that's the reason why they come here to this area, to enjoy nature, go to towns and just have some good food. And
ja, Margot avslutade med att det är verkligen utrymmet och naturen som man är ute efter när man tittar här och är och kampar här. Här i Småland. Det var väl en snabb översättning där. I know tight schedule. You must go away, but you're having a nice ride with Boxholm 2.
And
thanks for talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Där hörde vi Margot Eichenheiser och Walter Bechler. Ungefär så avslutar vi härifrån Sommenstrand i Hette. Det här är ITS FM.